If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I thought you were playing a bite. All right, he tells you to do one thing, then we call an audible. All right, 7:14, Rafael Goyeneche joins us now. Without further ado, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. How you doing, Rafael?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you?
Man, last week, you know, you were talking about the consent decree in the Orleans Parish Justice Center and your concerns about what was going on there. Before we get to that and your prescience when it comes to that, let's talk about your thoughts on what happened. Do you have any idea how this could have happened?
Well, I mean, the only way to describe it is incompetence. So multiple things went wrong in all of this. So, you know, we've talked about previously on the show the fact that that inmate population is about 2/3 violent crime felony offenders. It's 1,400 of the worst offenders in the city of New Orleans. It's a pretrial facility, meaning that they've been arrested by the police department. They're in jail awaiting for the prosecution to be completed. Once they are convicted, they move to the state. So those individuals are largely violent and repeat offenders in pretrial custody, waiting for the case to be adjudicated. And we put some time frames on the numbers amount of time those inmates have stayed in pretrial custody. There's about 230 murders. The average amount of time that those 230 murders have been in pretrial custody is over 2 years. Mm. So, you know, that is a concentration of.
So what you're saying is, just to recap, what you're saying is 230 people that have been accused, or people that have been accused of 230 murders, have been in a not the hardest of
an average of 2 years waiting for their case to be adjudicated.
And Orleans Parish, the correctional center, is not meant to be an Angola prison, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So those are the difficult circumstances. Those are the realities of what the sheriff has to manage in all of this. So the sheriff is responsible for making sure that the most serious inmates are in secure areas. And the first floor of that facility has historically been used for misdemeanor traffic and municipal offenders, low-level offenders. Yet what we saw last Thursday or Friday morning was that 10 violent and repeat offender inmates were
Hang on, Rafael, you broke up. 10 violent and repeat offender inmates were somehow
Were and somehow one what? In the morning. And
wait, Rafael, you broke up.
The alarm bell.
Rafael, hang on, you broke up.
You broke up. In the sheriff's office till about 8:30 in the morning the next day.
Rafael, you broke up for a minute. I want to go back to this. You said 10, because you cut out. 10 violent people were on the first floor. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, 10 violent offenders were on the first floor of that jail. Mm-hmm. And normally that first floor is reserved for misdemeanor offenders. Those are felony violent offenders. That facility on the first floor was meant for low-level offenders, not the high-level offenders that were actually being housed there. So, you know, there's a number of questions that we don't have answers to right now. You know, why did it take the sheriff's office over 7.5 hours to realize that there had been an escape? Why did they wait so long after they realized there was an escape to notify their law enforcement partners and the public about all of this? That camera, that jail is ringed in cameras. So it's been acknowledged that the facility is understaffed. But the way you compensate for the understaffing is you have cameras in place. So one of the deputies that was assigned to that pod went to lunch. So there was nobody on the pod, but the cameras were still operational. If somebody goes to lunch, you got to make sure that someone is watching the inmates from the camera network. Apparently, we don't know who was watching, whether that watch station was actually being manned, but that they had video of those people breaking out of that pod, and then you have video of them in another area of the jail after they've escaped from the pod, a different camera network, and then there was at least a third camera network that showed the inmates scaling the fence and running across the Pontchartrain Expressway. So those should have all been monitored. That happened real time, yet no one discovered it in the sheriff's office until about 8 or 8:30 in the morning. So, you know, those are all questions we don't have answers to. That'll be part of the external investigation that'll be conducted to see what failed, what went wrong. And then, of course, the number one priority is trying to recapture the 7 inmates that still remain at large.
You said, you know, go to lunch, but as you say that, words mean things, right? I mean, we use expressions and so forth, but I don't think eating a sandwich while watching a video camera or watching a video feed is too much to ask of somebody, is it? Couldn't you have eaten?
Of course not. Yeah. Of course not. I mean, that's the way that system was constructed. So you have that technology, and technology is even more important when you don't have adequate staffing. So that's a force multiplier. That technology was in place. Obviously, the camera feeds were working because we have video of them trying to force open the door on the pod. You have video of them after they escape from the pod running through a part of the jail. And then you have video of them scaling the fence and running across the interstate. So the cameras were working, but who was watching the cameras?
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I don't know how you go about untangling this with the people on staff at the prison, because I don't know who you can trust, who you can't trust. The governor also called on you, the Metropolitan Crime Commission, yesterday at his press conference. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. 7:20, talking to Rafael Goyeneche about the head-scratching escape at the Orleans Justice Center or the parish prison, whatever you want to call it. And Susan Hudson refers to them as residents, not inmates. And I said before, maybe she figures they checked out instead of escaped. I don't know. Traffic now, WWL. That's what Rafael Goyeneche had to say last Wednesday.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
48 hours later, the great escape happened. Raphael, the governor, yesterday mentioned the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He also had some things to say about the three-legged stool of criminal justice and people that perhaps, if, and look, I get concerned when I hear perhaps might not have, but tell me about the people that escaped that were in jail. Should they have even been there? Should they have been transferred to Angola, et cetera?
Right. So at any given time, inmates plead guilty. Most cases close via guilty pleas. And there's been a number of trials in criminal district court. So as those inmates are convicted of crimes, then they have to be processed out and moved to the state penitentiary system. So normally, just as our local jail is undermanned and over, too many inmates in there, the same thing with the State Department of Corrections. So some of the inmates that are eligible for transfer are delayed, not because of the sheriff's office, not because of any failures in the local criminal justice system. It's because the state is taking too much time to take those inmates. And I was told over the weekend that 60-plus state inmates were transferred out of the Orleans Justice Center to the state facility after the escape. You know, so that may have meant those 60 inmates, that some or most of the people that escaped, if they had been gone last Wednesday or Thursday, last week before the escape, some of those inmates that were on the first floor may not have been on the first floor.
So who is it on that they were not transferred to the state facility?
It's going to be the state. It's going to be on the state. So, you know, that's not the sheriff's fault.
So for the governor yesterday, and I'm not trying to bring, you know, personalities into this, but for him to say, blame the DA and everybody else for these prisoners being in the Orleans Juveniles, or the Orleans Justice Center, you're saying that if they could transfer 60 of them, just so I understand this, over the weekend, they could have done it last week. Accurate or not?
Right, right. But, you know, I've talked about the fact that there's 1,400 inmates. Mm-hmm. And most of those are in court waiting for their cases to be adjudicated. So we just last month released a report showing the backlog. So you started off this segment by talking about, you know, the system. So they get offenders get arrested. The DA decides that they're going to be prosecuted. If they decide to prosecute them, then it gets allotted to the sections of court. And then the judges are responsible for managing those dockets and moving those cases through the system. So when it breaks down and we identify that one judge in criminal district court had 400-plus pretrial inmates, 51% of his docket was over a year old. So when a judge doesn't do their job, it causes a backup in the system, and the person that's left holding the bag with that is the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. So they have inmates for longer periods of time because some judges are inefficient in managing their dockets, and that results in what we saw, you know, last Friday morning.
But then
that massive escape.
But then you go back to the video and the lunch and who was watching and who was not. And
of course, yeah. Of course. But it's all interrelated. So one part of the system fails, stressing another part of the system. And, you know, the weakest area of the pipe is going to burst. And the pipe burst in the sheriff's office. That's the weakest component in the chain that, you know, that we saw erupting merge last Friday morning.
Thank you, Raphael. I appreciate your time and your insight. We'll talk to you again. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We pause now for WWL First News. 7:44, 16 till 8. Next hour, we'll talk to Jason Williams, DA, about the things the governor had to say yesterday at the press conference about the escape, the great escape of 2025. Seven prisoners still on the loose. You can always contact Crime Stoppers, if you have any information. Rewards are up to about $20,000 each. And, you know, if somebody knows where three of those guys are, That'd be $60,000. That'd be a decent payday. 504-822-1111 is the number for Crime Stoppers. Mark Rosa joins us now, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What's the market looking like? Sir. What's the financial world looking like?
Tommy, you know, we had some decent economic news that came out last week with special attention given to inflation numbers. So we had both the consumer price index that came out, producer price index came out a day later. But on the CPI front for April, it was up 0.2%. So again, we annualize that, multiply it by 12, because that's a monthly reading. So you had an annual inflation rate of 2.4. But the previous month, March, was negative. So we actually had prices fall, and that's where gas prices were coming down. People were saying egg prices coming down. So a lot of that translated into deflationary numbers, actually. And you and I have been talking about this for a couple of years. That's what we really need to see, that with prices actually coming down, not the rate of growth going down. I'd like to see that, but for prices actually coming down, I think that's what consumers want the most for obvious reasons. So the year-over-year inflation on a consumer front is it held steady at 2.4%. Again, well within range of what the Fed keeps talking about. You know, the inflation front gets down to a low enough number, and then they'll start lowering interest rates. So it seems like they're in the zone for that. On the producer prices, previous month in March, it was zero. So consumer prices went down. It was a negative number. Producer prices, zero. March was a great month that those came in tandem like that. But producer prices seemed to tick up this past reading. For April, it was up 0.5%. That's a 6% annual rate. So that's a large number. But many of the articles I was reading, it's like, well, some of that tariff stuff kicked in on a producer level and kicked those prices up a bit. Retail sales, you have to get the number difference here. So for April, it was up 0.1%, very modest, very mild. The previous month in March, it was up 1.7% for the month. So if you take 1.7 and multiply it by 12, that's a big number for or annual rate in retail sales. And what was happening, March, people were buying a lot, given the tariff news, thinking that prices were going to go up. Vehicle sales spiked as well to almost a record level. And we see the difference when all that economic news was being digested. But next week, we have the personal consumption expenditure is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, staying on that subject for just a minute, and it's expected to be at zero. So, Tommy, you know, segueing into what the Fed is going to do, they're on the news just about every day talking about rates and when they might lower them, and everybody would be happy if interest rates, the cost of money, would come down. And that is there's kicked out because of all the news we got on the tariffs, some economic uncertainty there. Let's wait till that dies down. So says the Fed. So it's all of the analysts that contribute to these projections. That's posted on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange website. They have a nice what's called the Fed Watch tool. So the Fed meets in 29 days. 92% says there's no change for June. 65% says there's no change for July. We're on the cusp here. So in September, 50% says there's a 0.25% decrease. Okay, well that's fine. When we were looking at this in February and March, it was back-to-back rate decreases. It was May and June and then June and July that we were going to see back-to-back rate decreases because the inflation numbers were coming in within range. And the Fed, I think, or analysts thought the Fed was feeling more and more comfortable about lowering rates. So we're seeing that they're being kicked out. So May is, you know, basically no chance. July is no May was no chance that meeting's held. But June and July, we're seeing no chance of rate decreases. So again, they're just punting. They're seeing, well, when all of this tariff news kind of clears up and we see where the economy is trending, maybe they'll see their way clear to reducing some rates. But the big news over the weekend, Tom, we've seen this a couple of times, is that Moody's came out. Moody's is the bond rating agency. They came out and downgraded the debt level of the United States. They said that it was wanting to showcase the lack of responsibility that the government is taking generally. about addressing the deficit, which is $37 trillion and increasing every day, and the interest costs, now that interest rates have increased over the past couple of years, I think the quote is that we're going through $1 trillion of interest every year to service the debt, and that's compounding because they keep borrowing. It's a structural flaw in our budget process where it's just, you know, they talk about how big the deficit's going to be. Never is it going to be a balanced budget or any kind of a surplus. So I know the Trump administration, one of the few, has been working on it really hard. But Moody's saw, well, we're going to get out there and kind of rabble rouse this. And why I say it that way, Tom, because, as a practical matter, if you had a printing press and can literally print money, something tells me that all your bills would be paid on time, even early. You just print out what you need and pay it. And of course, that adds to the debt. And that's what Moody's is crying about. So when a company, gets exposed to a rate decrease, it's the Moody's, it's the Fitch, it's the Standard & Poor's looking at those financial statements of the company and saying, well, you got some weakness here. We might downgrade you. What does that mean? That means the company, next time it borrows money, it has to pay more for money because the risk to the investor has increased incrementally, and then the interest rate that they pay increased incrementally. So what happened over the weekend, one, the Dow was down about 300 pre-market, but holding over 42,000. We're going to see how this translates during the week, but it's probably the biggest news that has come out of late. And interest rates on federal government bonds and notes ticked up incrementally. So that's not good. Is it going to ripple through to the economy at large? Well, it could. So we could see incremental increases in let's say, mortgage rates and those things. And it's really, again, just a kind of a symbolic decrease in their credit rating because, again, they have the printing press. But so Microsoft has one of the highest credit ratings in the world. So in theory, then, Microsoft is a company that could go bankrupt, could go out of business. They don't have a printing press. Mm-hmm. They have a higher credit rating than the United States Treasury does. So this has caused a big stir. We saw it, S&P downgraded Treasury in 2011. And then Fitch downgraded the Treasury in 2023. So this is not unprecedented. It's happened before, but just a few times. So now we've got Moody's kicking in this year and saying, you all need to pay more attention, being the politicians. They need to pay more attention to the debt and harnessing the growth rate of it and the expense that the interest accrues.
So was it justified or not? Because I see the Treasury Secretary saying that who cares? Qatar doesn't care. Saudi doesn't. UAE doesn't. But then when you talk about they can print money, but until it becomes useless, right, or worthless? Tell me about that.
Well, that's it. And everybody said, I remember when I was an undergrad, I remember in an economics class, they were worried about the deficit back there 40 years ago. So This is a continuing saga, but the numbers haven't ever been as big as they are. So that's just been increasing over time. But, people are saying, at what point does it tip? And finally that somebody would say, I'm not loaning money to the United States anymore. We're not buying their bonds and the money. And if the Treasury couldn't earn or couldn't get the money that they need to operate the government, imagine that. They're going to a Treasury auction. We need to raise, name a number, $200 billion. Mm-hmm. And you don't have the investors that are usually in the room to say, okay, I'll bid into that. We'll buy the Treasury debt. And it's just theoretical. What happens if you don't have people coming in to buy that? Well, then there's a collapse. So the government would be, that would be really problem territory. But once you get there, I described it a couple of weeks ago. That would be like a Mad Max economy, and we want to harness it before we get into those type of pinch points. But it is symbolic. They just want to, wake everybody up and call some attention to the debt level, and let's see what develops after that.
Thank you, Mark. Very valuable information, as always. We'll talk to you Friday when you help us manage our money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. 7:54, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.